too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF number 91. Today, it is Thursday morning in North America. My name is Patrick. Welcome, listeners. We have today Joel. Hello.
Hello.
We have Jan in Berlin. Hello.
Hey.
And we have Ed Zelaski back on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm just fantastic. Thanks for having me. I'm always excited to be back.
Always a pleasure. So let's look at what we've got on our table today as our another guest tries to butt into the conversation. It's yep. Okay.
She made it quickly this time. She's clearly learned.
She's learning fast.
From the standing position.
All right. Okay. We'll fix that in post.
No, don't fix it.
Okay.
People love that.
Well, I mean, you're going to do the editing, so it will be your decision. Okay. Awesome. Housekeeping from episode 90. What do we have?
I don't know. I just put that there.
Okay.
I had to do the thing while I was at work, so.
So, guys, when are we planning the parade? Two wins in two matches. We are flying.
Yeah.
We're going to give.
Classic, that's what I said. I'm a classic Leafs fan, right?
Yes.
After two straight wins, it's time to plan the parade.
Plan the parade.
Get Stefan Leitl a new contract. No longer waiting to see him leave.
Yeah. The key to the city. Rename the stadium, the Leitl Stadion.
And line up the flights for the Champions League.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, that doesn't work. Europa League. Sorry. Europa League. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Got to start somewhere.
We learned last week.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, the first match was Bochum against
Hertha. We
didn't
talk about it, did we? I wasn't sure.
I don't think we did.
I think the women's that we talked after the first women's match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-opener, season.
Oh,
opener.
Yeah. We republished the episode right before the game started. Yes. Something. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, so I don't remember anything from that match.
I was very tense, very tense.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Okay. Rebecca was there, wasn't she?
No, she was on her way to Karlsruhe.
Yes, yes.
Because they went for the Karlsruhe match.
Okay.
Which they probably won.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They won the first and drew the second. That's why they're below us in the table like everybody else.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Okay. So I remember one thing I do remember is, and I might even be wrong on that as well, but wasn't there like a bit of a surprise regarding the lineup for that match?
Hang on a sec. Let me see what the lineup was.
Okay.
Guram.
Yeah, Guram started as like an attacking midfielder more.
But then
not really a successful experiment or so-so?
Oh, he gave the assist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All in the great new I Can't See Anything cam that you guys love so much.
Right. Oh, okay, wait a minute. I'm not going to let that one slide.
Oh. Okay, Daddy, show me, Daddy.
I'm literally moving in the middle of moving my computer and mic, and I'm unmuting just to defend that ref cam.
Oh, we can postpone that for later.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's... I can't see anything. Did you not see that first goal, that season opening goal on the ref cam? That was sick footage.
That was. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sebastian Gröning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's also part of the new TV contract that's has the TV team in the dressing room, and they have to give an interview when they arrive on the bus, and they have to give a halftime interview, which I, as a real football fan,
I don't know.
I heard it myself.
Two wins in two matches. Oh, I'm getting emotional.
No, I just think that the footage by the club is way better than this. It looks like what's the movie called? Blair Witch Project.
Oh, Cloverfield.
No, Blair Witch Project.
Okay. Good shout. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not saying that it's always the best footage, you know, like Patrick and I discussed it briefly. Well, this two messages or something, but we mentioned how it's like, you know, yeah, granted, it's not going to always be great footage. You know, the guy's moving. Sometimes he's not even looking at the right thing per se that, that a fan would want to see, you know? So like, yeah, it's not great, but to have it as an option, I think is great. Cause again, like, That goal was amazing on the ref cam. Like, that was well done. And even I saw, what was it, the other, there was another play that they released from the ref cam footage that was pretty good. I don't think, was it a goal or?
They had some of the, like, conversations that.
Well, I think it'd be from the second game. Yeah. I think it was from the last.
I haven't seen the ref footage from the last one, but they had, from Bochum, they had the conversations the ref was having with all the different players and, you know, telling him to Deo to, you know.
Cool it.
Did you see the...
I mean, it could be as a hockey fan, too. Like, I love the mic'd up stuff. Like, you know, when they mic a player up and stuff sometimes.
Oh, they
like,
don't always do that. Luckily.
Yeah,
but like when for they good do, reason, it's hilarious. Like the NHL players are like the funniest people alive. Like, and the way they chirp each other, and you know, and now they do have ref cams in hockey too, right? They've started to add that more, and so like I don't know if we're I'm just more used to it because of that, but I don't know. Like,
I think you are.
I like it. Like, I think it adds value.
It is just very much the North Americanization of sports broadcasting, because the halftime interviews, the pregame interviews, like all of that, that is just, I think you're seeing the North American model of sports broadcasting really starting to take over. But it doesn't matter because I'm in the United States, so I can't watch any of it on TV because there is no Zweite Bundesliga contract for the United States.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I heard about that. Yeah.
No Fandango.
I didn't.
Nope.
What happened?
So ESPN didn't renew the rights, and the Bundesliga has not sold the broadcasting rights for the Zweite Bundesliga. There's no real German Cup rights in the United States either. So nobody has the Bundesliga, the Zweite Bundesliga or Cup rights. The Erste Bundesliga is on Fandango and USA, but nothing for the second division.
I'm surprised it's not like a package, like a forced package almost. Like, oh, if you're buying the top flight, you're also paying for the Zweite League or like.
But DFL is really bad at selling rights and stuff like that. I mean, you have this Bundesliga English. You used to have the Twitter account and it didn't work. It only worked in the US or something like that. It was pretty stupid.
Yeah, but it was something like
speaking
that.
Speaking of ref, did you see the female ref after the Super Cup when she gave the interview?
No. Yeah.
It was really good because unlike her male colleagues, she said, okay, this was this, I saw this, and that's why it was like that. She was very constructive and open and talked about stuff. And unlike the other guys, like, I was right, he's wrong. Ah, red card. Yeah. But yeah. Ed, you can watch the footage from the club. Mm-hmm. And then at least you see the goals.
Yeah, that's what I do. I will say, what's his name? Dennis does a good job of getting. I watched it on Saturday. I was able to watch the match, and there are other ways to find streams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not even a question now. Yeah.
Which we totally don't condone.
No, don't do it.
No piracy here.
There are the radio broadcasts. I will say the Sportschau app is fantastic. But, you know, you have to be able to speak German, and not all of the North American fans can. So makes it harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. So that, is there any, I guess, yeah. So, I mean, well, they... try, I guess, or
no.
I mean, is the season done? Like, I guess, yeah, you're not going to sell it mid-season or partway through a season, right? Like, but damn, that's intense. That sucks. I mean, that's even, yeah, that's even worse than I have it.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, especially going from last year, where every single match was broadcast on ESPN streaming, and now to have literally nothing, not even like the one or two a week. So you would hope that we'd be one of the teams that gets picked. Nope, just nothing.
Yeah, so I don't know whatever happened up here. Like, because DAZN was supposed to or something. They there was an announcement. Who? What's his name? Veth?
Manu Veth.
Yeah, he's the one who tweeted saying the DAZN was going to have all Zvita League games streamable last season. And that never happened. And still hasn't happened this year either. So, like, I got the first match because it was the Friday, like, you know, kind of season opener. So it was listed, but didn't get last week's. So I missed out on the four goals there, other than the highlights afterwards. And then even now, so DAZN does have the Zvita, obviously, and the Pokal and the Frauen Bundesliga. So they seem to have almost everything that the DFL is offering. But then again, it's weird with the Pokal so early in the tournament, they don't offer all of them.
Huh?
Like so for example, the Saturday match against Saarbrücken is not available from what I've seen, but like all the other ones. So it's like if it's a top flight team playing, it seems to be that match is streamed, but probably because it's a Zvita team versus Saarbrücken. They're just like, no, they don't.
No one gives a shit, so we're not going to show it or something like that. Okay.
But isn't that super stupid that you can watch the second men's team, but you can't watch the first men's team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
I think it's easier to watch the Dritte Liga for men in the United States than it is to watch the second division. It's easier to watch the women, too, as well, in the United States. Than it is for the men. But
See, Joel?
I guess it's a Canadian thing, you know?
But
probably, yeah.
To be fair, the women's team generally has me more optimistic, but, well.
Fair. But didn't you share? We are planning the parade right now.
Yeah,
two wins in two matches.
Yeah, two for two.
I mean, for the first time since 2018.
Yeah.
And for the first time since going down in the top five. And okay, we have the Pokal week, and then the week after we are in Braunschweig, which Ines is gonna attend in the VIP. Because they have some business with a Braunschweig newspaper, and they have box seats, so they're going.
Oh wow!
And if we win that, we are first place.
Mm-hmm. So who did you say is going to be in the VIP section?
Ines.
Oh, okay, nice. Nice. All right, so we can move on to match two.
Oh, we have to talk about the goal. It was so beautiful.
Yes.
No?
No, yeah, we can. the goal. Let's talk about it. Goal.
Oh, the one that beautifully filmed on that ref cam footage? is that right? Just making sure.
That's the one.
I saw that one. Beautiful. So, you're right. It was beautiful, y'all.
One thing that is encouraging is Gröning made his presence known ASAP, and maybe Lytle will notice.
And he didn't bench him the next game after he scored a goal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
when he scored in the second, third minute? Again?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, he scored right away in the second minute.
It was
too,
the second
right?
minute. It was 2 minutes in off the free kick.
It was also very, very great.
So again, yeah, set play goal. That's right.
Now they had a double.
Like, damn.
They had a double block by Zessa and Paul Seguin, the fake French guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was absolutely free. It was beautiful.
Yes. We have another set piece FC in the house.
That's just going back to Dardai ball, you know. So we were creating. So if we're going to move on to the home match, we we just created so much. That first half was one of the best that I've ever seen us play, especially in the Zweite Bundesliga.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, we were, yeah. It was fantastic. I mean, everything. I think my favorite goal might be Deo with the little lob, but I love goals like that. Mata's goal was fantastic. And I think you could see during the match that he knew he was off. His celebrations were a little more subdued. And yeah, now he's gone. But he had a good start.
He also didn't talk to the press afterwards.
That's right. Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, okay. But isn't that surprising a little bit? Or he just didn't have anything to say? Or he didn't wait to leave?
Maybe he didn't want to talk too much about how much he loved the club when he knew he was going to be gone by Tuesday, or, you know?
Yeah. Scores a goal and just fucks off.
Three scorers.
Yeah, he had... Did he have one assist or two?
Two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he had a goal and two assists. He was...
Balled for Deo and the free kick.
So what's the fee that we got from Anderlecht?
Four million.
Okay. That seems low, isn't it? Doesn't it?
For him? It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I expected nothing for him.
Yeah.
Not really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. Not much.
It still, I think, is the funniest thing that of all our players that who have left, Fabian got the worst transfer out of all of them, saying in the Zweite Bundesliga. So it makes me happy.
Anderlecht is nicer than
Schadenfreude.
I would rather live in Brussels than in Wolfsburg. I don't know.
I agree.
I didn't think Wolfsburg would be glamorous enough.
You've
for him.
Never
Maybe
been
he's...
to Wolfsburg. Really gross on you. This one supermarket, and that's it.
And the Volkswagen factory.
Of course, yeah. It's like the backdrop, like the mountains in the back.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I mean, does he even live there?
I doubt it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean...
it wouldn't surprise me if he stays living in Berlin and commutes.
Yeah, but I think he probably has an apartment for the week and then goes back.
Yeah,
because it'd be the training and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, not very reliable.
Yeah. Maybe they gave him a Jetta as part of the contract.
I watched their
first Do they even
match.
Make Jetta anymore?
Yes, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Sorry, Joel, you were saying?
Oh, I was saying I watched their first match of the season. It was a draw, 0-0, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they won the second one on the penalty.
Yeah, Fabi.
It was pretty boring. I mean, he almost scored a couple times, a good couple times, like two or three times or whatever. The announcers just like glazing the shit out of him as if he was like this incredible player. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, they've never spoken like that about him when he's playing for us. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, sure, he probably was getting some better service or whatever, but like, I mean, I don't know. It was weird how they were just glazing the shit out of Fabi. But then, yeah, he didn't score. They stayed on the whole time. They called off that other guy. Anyway, yeah, kind of a boring match.
He was probably their biggest transfer for Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably why they were hyping him up. I'm guessing
they've spent a lot of money, though. I mean, they have to pretty much go back up with all the money that they've spent.
They spent more than all the other teams combined.
Well, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I forgot the amount, but it was
the 100 and something euros,
no,
or 100 million. No, I mean, so 100 million, like 100.
Was it like a 35 total?
It's about that because you had what, 8 for Fabi. And I think it's around 20.
Okay.
So spent, right? I thought like the whole team, I thought the whole roster was 100 and something.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, 154 million. It's the value. They have 35 players. And hang on. Go ahead and I'll check the transfer fees.
So, well, I mean,
I've got it from Transfermarkt. Yeah, they say that they spent 27 7.7 million euros.
But they got 64.
Yes. Yes, yeah. They did.
Because they had
I was in this little tiny little East German Kneipe the night they lost and got relegated. It was pretty awesome. I remember feeling pretty good about it. I was just getting pretty drunk. It was one of my one of our last nights in Berlin there. And we're, but I remember like it was all this DDR shit all over the walls. And I don't know, weird little place, nice people, and no one gave a fuck about the game. Like at the bar, there was like almost no one in there. There was like 2-3 people, but they were actually watching hockey.
Really?
Before, yeah. And then the hockey game ended, and it was the German league.
Yeah, well, you gotta watch the Dynamo Ice Baron.
Yeah, Dynamo.
Well,
exactly.
It wasn't even the. I forget who was playing, but yeah, they were just watching the hockey game, and then once the hockey game ended, they were like, "Meh, whatever." Like, and then so like the bartender just put on the Wolfsburg game, happened to be on the second leg of the relegation. And I was like, oh, hey, I'm like, hey, this is actually like kind of interesting. And yeah.
Ed, you mentioned that they saw like they had something like 60 something from selling players. Mm-hmm. Who did they sell to get that much?
Pichinovic. Sorry. And he went to Stuttgart, and then they had Koularakis to Roma, Wimmer to Hoffenheim.
Okay.
They got Meyer. They got 6 million for him.
Jakub Kaminski.
Yep, Kuba Kaminski. They got 5.5 million there. So, I mean, the Pichinovic was the big one.
Okay.
But they must be really good because we didn't get shit for our players when we got relegated. Remember?
That's because we didn't have anybody worth selling.
Oh, yeah.
Lucas Toussaint.
French guy? Yeah, Toussaint, right.
Uh-huh. Not the fake French guy?
No, the real French guy.
The real one
this time. Well, okay, so yeah, to stay on that match, what do you guys think of the Deyo red card?
Yeah, I have three things to say. Much.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, first of all, I want cards for people who do this Beavis and Butthead thing where they get hit in the chest and then hold their faces.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's I fucking hate that.
Secondly, I think he should have called the hair pulling in the first place, because they said he was right next to it when he did the whatever he did. Then he should have seen the other thing as well. And thirdly, especially with his history in the cup against Cologne, I think that Deo has to be better than that, but maybe it was pretty late in the match, and then we also managed to score after that. So, but he has to be better than that.
Yeah,
that was my big takeaway. He's got to be smarter.
Yeah,
he just has to be smarter. He knows better.
Wasn't it last season that he got something like 4 yellows in the first 5 matches of the season?
I think that's his entire career.
Yeah.
1 yellow per game. But then I think he got better under Leitl at some point.
But okay, he's going to have 2 matches to think about what he's done. So, you know.
But he's going to be eligible to play in the cup.
Correct.
Because it's only Bundesliga.
Okay.
So he'll probably play on Saturday.
But on that, when we come back, who do we start at left back? Do you move Kolba? Because, I mean, we don't really have another left back unless you want to do Mason.
Isn't that his first name? M-A-Y-S-O-N. Because Germans don't know how to spell in English.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe on the chat somebody mentioned the today's transfer yesterday and said there's more to come, so probably they might have another loan lined up for a left back. I don't know.
Yeah.
So who is the guy that we
we can talk about transfers later. They're later in the document. So,
okay.
I mean, it's right there. Transfer updates.
Yeah.
Transfer update. That's what I'm.
We haven't finished the match.
Yeah. Farid. We have Farid in this morning.
Okay.
Well, I have a question about it's Heidenheim, right? And they were one of the 3 to come down.
Yes, they were last.
But they were also gutted. Is that, did you say it? Did you say
no,
that?
No, they kept their team together pretty well.
Okay. So, I mean, I think just beating them with four goals, is that, you think that's meaningful by any means?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even though they played like shit, but I mean, Hertha scored, and they, what they usually do after they score one goal, you know, they go back and just, oh, okay, maybe could be enough.
Full off the gas.
Yeah. And this time they really went for it.
They kept going.
Yeah.
That's true.
It did get a little nervy, though, I thought, once they got their goal in the second half.
What a stupid goal. What a stupid thing.
What, I mean, gee, Emma, that's so Hertha, that goal that we conceded.
Yeah, but that's on Marius, right?
Yeah.
He runs out and then he hesitates for a second. And unlike in basketball, hesies are not really good.
Nope.
And then the ball just, I think the ball goes in untouched, doesn't it?
It was something. Yeah, it was so stupid. Yeah. It was so stupid.
And it was a real heater, right, Day?
Yeah, it was like, it was really hot. I think it was like 90 degrees. Yeah, it was really 97 hot, Fahrenheit for my other Americans.
15 ambulances in the second half by my count.
Jesus.
15? Yes. 1-5 or 50? Okay.
15. It was like a, I don't know, it was like a car show.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. All right.
Climate change.
That's fake, right?
Of course. No, I'm just pissed because it's like the third or fourth hot first home game of the in the last 4 years, and Aramaxa refused to let us offer free water to people, which would probably help. So we basically we walked around with water in our pockets and then just gave it out to people. Felt like Jesus.
Whoa. That's,
you're giving out wine now?
Like... No wine. And
that sounds like commie Jesus giving things out to people.
Yes.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that. The package you sent me is still in customs.
So
I really shouldn't say anything.
Jesus.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
I think Trump is very, very good. He does it all well. The economy looks up.
Yeah.
Unreal.
He's very potent.
Okay.
Oh, he just paused some tariffs on Canada that were supposed to be implemented last night, I think.
50%? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, 50% tariffs.
What a genius.
Yeah. So now those are on pause. Looks like there's an actual deal, maybe, that's actually coming down.
The
Prime Minister has officially asked the premiers to bring American alcohol back on the shelves.
Oh yeah,
so I guess that was one of the big American asks, was to bring, well, you know, and again, I think I've actually said it on the show before, but like the LCBO, the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, is the single largest purchaser of alcohol in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Jesus. You know who's second?
The SAQ in Quebec.
Exactly.
Yay!
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's amazing. Just because of our government run, like our government run and controlled alcohol purchasing. And so like for that reason alone, they're the single largest purchasers of alcohol.
Fuck.
But anyway, but I mean, like it's a stupid as fuck system, 100%.
Yes.
Like, especially when you've been to Germany, like, and you see how it operates. But like, I mean, it's worked in this little thing, like it's actually come to our benefit in the trade war, whatever,
because
it's actually come to a sticking point where the Americans are begging for it, because I guess like we buy all that fucking bourbon, and apparently bourbon is just sitting, is rotten in their barrels or whatever. I know it doesn't do that, but I just mean like,
so
but
what
yeah.
you mean is that the Canadian citizens are rising up against the unjust Canadian government begging for American liquor to return to their shelves, right? Right. Please release my,
do you guys buy American
customs,
liquor, U.S. liquor, or do you drink domestically?
Well, we can't. We haven't been able to for months and months now.
Yeah.
Since the trade war started, it's literally been removed from the shelves. And the thing is, in Ontario, is because, so like, even the reason the LCBO, that right, the Liquor Control Board, they even sell the alcohol to restaurants. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're a restaurant, you have to buy it from the LCBO. And so you can't even get bourbon in a restaurant right now. Like for the last, however long it's been, like fuck, how long has it been? Like a year?
Most of that, yeah.
Yeah. But so anyway, all that to say, like we like for a while you could find it around. People were using up supply or whatever, but like we can't buy it. Literally can't find it to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like when it was on the shelves, yeah, I mean, we bought it for sure. Like mostly I would say bourbon was one of the big ones. And then California wines is the other really huge one. And yeah, Canadians would buy the shit out of bourbon and the wine. So that's why. And those states in particular have really been like, I guess, lobbying. Cause like for Kentucky, bourbon's like such a huge part of their state economy. And then Canada was its largest purchaser.
It's not because it's back on the shelves that we should buy it, you know.
Yeah,
just
no,
saying.
I hope that people have the discipline
to,
yeah,
you know.
Well, but, people like, you know, like in our grocery stores since the trade war started, you know, things have changed there. Like, I mean, I'm just one household, but like, we don't buy any American produce anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can see it in the grocery stores, like literally even when it's cheaper and on sale, like the American strawberries or blueberries or whatever, fully stocked.
Yep.
Fully stocked.
Same.
And then you look at the Mexican, Canadian or whatever else, whatever fruit, like boom, like basically sold, and it's more expensive. So it's like you can just see in the grocery store, people are literally not even buying the American berries.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. So like, and that's, and like Renee and I, we look for it. Like we look at the, you know, product of whatever. If it says US, we put it down. We don't buy it. Like, and it's just been like that since the trade war.
What's really fun, if you buy American lettuce, a couple of weeks after eating it, you can just start
diarrhea.
You know, shitting your guts out violently.
But that said, I still know a couple of people that, went to the US for their summer holidays, and oof. I wanted to tell them to fuck themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big. That's a big one for me.
Like
that's
have some
big, no.
self-respect, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've, you know, like, I don't like I had good friends that have gone down and I don't like give them shit, but I say something. I'm just like, wow. Like you went, like that's, you shouldn't go.
And it's like,
but, you know,
it's
like, not going to get into an argument with them about it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's not Afghanistan here. We do have nice spots to vacation in, you know?
Yeah.
What I will be really curious to see, at least living in Cleveland, is they always schedule the Blue Jays during the middle of the week because so many Blue Jays fans come down. Because I mean, it's a 5-hour drive, depending on how bad Toronto traffic is.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We'll see how many, but I mean, they're just Blue Jays fans everywhere. So we'll see how many make the trip this year. If it, I know people last season who did not come down for it. So we'll see if anything changes this year. But yeah.
Huh.
And did they notice a drop last season because of that?
I think so. I did not see as many. I mean, this is just anecdotally. I did not see as many Blue Jays fans last year in town.
Well, I mean, yeah, the border crossing numbers are drastic, are pretty intense as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, whether it's for the Blue Jays or not, or whatever, but just generally, you know, like.
And it's nothing personal, like, you know, on EETF, like, we're most of the people there are Americans, and, you know, it's, we get along perfectly, but when, what? Some trade thing going on. Trade discussions going on.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I just figured you all were anti-American, and the fifth host is here now.
Yeah, we have a shoot on site orders.
That's in regard to Americans, not to our fifth panelist.
Yes. Yes. Good. Good point. All right. So yeah. We can move on, unless we have something else about the match. We can move on to the next item, or yeah, we good? All right. So now we can talk about transfer updates.
Okay.
Yes. So let's.
Good goal from Adewumi at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yes. But I'm wondering, when does the transfer window end in
September at some point?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that first weekend of September.
Okay. So are we, like, do we expect any more new players, or that's it for now?
Probably. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, we'll get somebody. I would assume we'll get a few more loans.
Okay.
It's probably, I still don't think we can afford to reinvest any of the money that we've gotten for players this year. I don't think we'll get any of the Mata sale to reinvest. So I would expect us to see some loans with no purchase obligations.
Always the same.
Wrong podcast.
Who's leading the club?
This little Vogelschiss on German history. No,
that's the soundbite of the year.
the way Peter said it. I think they were done with what was the last sale? Was it Cuisance? No. Who went last?
Before
Ernst? Manta? Yeah, Ernst?
Yeah, it was Ernst.
It sounded like basically that was done to get all the money that we need, and then I think Mathe is on top.
Okay.
So, we'll see. But
really sucks to see him go after that.
But they also... Yeah, yes. But seriously, man.
That's extra sting.
Yeah, but seriously, he...
He wanted to go. He was, I think, the first player after we failed last year to say that he wanted to leave. So
fair game. And he did a masterclass on how to leave a club without any bad blood and to make sure that you're always welcome back. And
a goal and a couple assists.
But he was also didn't Rebecca say on the chat that he always scored the tough goals and he never did the easy ones. There's so many tip-ins he missed from a meter out and open goal. So I know,
I mean, that's the Berliner Weg.
I think the recency bias might be, oh, he's so good, but
yeah. Well, I mean, now that that case is closed now, so you know we can move on properly.
Yeah, no, I didn't even mean that. Like, oh, he shouldn't have gone, or we should have kept him, or anything like that. Because I know that he did. He talked about wanting to leave. I just mean literally, like. Speaking to that recency bias, that it just stung. Like, and then he scored that goal, a couple assists, and then fuck off.
So well, I guess that goes to the next question: who starts on the right wing?
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to say. I mean, he's going to take his place.
We got two new transfers, two loans, who are both for that position. Did we talk about Ruprecht, or did we not talk about Ruprecht now?
We haven't talked about him yet.
Okay, Ruprecht from Leverkusen on a loan, apparently without an option to buy.
Yeah, no option.
Yeah, he's from
What about the legend from Lagos there? When is he going to start a match?
Huh?
The new guy preseason? Austrian national.
Oh, Adewumi. He scored a goal, man.
Oh, yeah, Adewumi.
He did. So he was in the. Oh, okay. He was in the last match.
Yeah, he scored. He's played in both matches.
I didn't see him in the first, but.
Yeah, he only played like, what was it, 10 minutes or so of the first match. Okay. And he came on in the second, but he played more central, I thought. And I think that's more of his natural position. It's a little more central, whereas Farid Alpha Romeo Ruprecht is a pure winger.
Alpha male. But Adewumi did the...
I couldn't resist.
Adewumi did the stuff that we've been missing since Derry Sherhand left.
Yeah.
Like somebody who takes people on the dribble and does the deep runs. And he got the goal, so all right. Oh, and he was they said that he was good defensively, which I think I was too nervous in the second half to see much. So from HSV, Alpha Ruprecht, and then he was at the Man City Academy. Leverkusen bought him, and he's been on loan to Bochum last season, where he scored a couple of goals in the last 10 games and showed big improvement. Yeah, towards the end of the season, and they wanted to keep him, but he chose us.
Okay, but not been many other links. I don't know if we've closed down and cut off the people that were letting all of our transfer talks. But Adewumi came out. of nowhere. Farid, there was the story just, I think, Monday or Tuesday that we were interested in him, and now it's announced. So we seem to have our cards close to our chest.
Yes. And I think we don't do much trade with Rogon anymore, and they were also the ones that talk a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see this thing about from X where this strange guy says that Schalke wants to buy Gröning for $2 million?
No.
Total bullcrap.
Oh, yeah, they can.
They can take him for $2 million.
No. No. He's going to score 15 this year.
So then they can...
Like, would you sell him for $2 million?
No.
No, yeah, same. Okay.
Okay,
just making that clear.
The guy who did the, who made the, with the transfer expert is called Niklas Transfers. Nobody knows. And his picture looks like, he's Andrew Tate.
Mm.
That's AI. I don't believe that's a real person.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, there was this guy a couple of years back. His name was Hannes. And it was the same. It was an AI picture, and he had the weirdest transfer takes that never materialized in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
You guys know how much I love transfer talk.
It's your favorite.
I sent you the yellow tie for the transfer, for the deadline day special broadcast.
Okay.
Oh, no, here at Sky, they always wear yellow ties for...
Yeah, for the ticker. Yeah. For the ticker, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, it's just going to... It also just says 22%.
Yeah.
Okay. I only want my transfer news from Build, anyway.
Oh, who?
Build.
Solid.
I only trust Pletty. If Pletty Goals says it, then it's good.
Did you get that they were fighting?
Yes, I know. Him and Fabrizio Romano were fighting over
that fucking guy.
The southern boy like you, Jan. Jan Diomande, the Florida high school boy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the guy from...
Red Bull. Or Rasenball Sport.
And where did he go?
He ended up at Real Madrid.
Oh, okay.
Which is what Fabrizio Romano said was going to happen, but he said it was going to happen like 3 weeks before it actually did, so that's why they were fighting. The important news.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the assholes fight.
Yes. All right. Okay, next up, we have roster. What about it?
Nothing. It's just like,
okay.
I forgot next to delete it.
We need a left back.
Yeah. Next up, Seth Giese's new assistant coach. Didn't we talk about that last?
Yeah, but we scored more goals since then. So I figured.
Seth Giese FC. Woo!
isn't it your other club?
Well, yeah, it was Arsenal last season. So hopefully, I mean, a goal is a goal. So I don't give a shit what people say, but like, it would be nice to have some, diversity with regards of how we score goals. Not just one goal, many goals.
Yeah.
I would like us to score off corners, which is something we've never been able to do well.
We have... I think we have two from inside the box and three from outside the box, so it's pretty evenly matched.
Mm-hmm.
And the journalists were talking about how they could already see the different approach to set pieces during the preseason, but of course they didn't score that well. But oh yeah, and I think yes. Not Schürrle, what's his name? Schuller? God, what's wrong with
Schürrle?
Yeah.
Schürrle retired like 2 years ago. Yeah. More than that, even. Anyway.
But wasn't it like last season? Wasn't he off playing somewhere in, the U.S. or
Saudi?
He has not played since 2020 when he was in Russia.
Oof.
Ooh, awesome. Okay.
At Spartak.
Spartak.
Him AB can talk about their memories there.
I forgot what I was about to say.
About the set pieces? That's my fault. Sorry.
Yeah, but I forgot. Schürrle. Not Schürrle. Oh, fuck. Schürrle,
yeah.
Because he was their assistant coach at Magdeburg, because he came from Magdeburg like 2 years ago. And he said that his everything is very precise, but also very stringent.
Yeah. No,
strict?
Yeah. Stringent.
Strict? Stringent. Yeah. So it's all well thought of and everybody knows where to be. And that's the thing. I have the feeling when I see them, they press higher now on defense and it looks like they know what to do, because in the past was always some guy like, oh, let's start waving. And then nothing ever happened, or they were just easily outplayed. Oh, and I'm very happy we don't do the kickoffs.
Oh yeah,
to the, you know, these out of
deep
touch
throw in. Yeah,
no. I mean, oh, the kickoff. Because last season we did the kickoff and we shot it outside, out of touch, and then they would defend. It was some Arsenal thingy that they, or Liverpool thing. I don't know, some Premier League thing they stole,
that rings a bell.
Never helped us anything, of course.
But I mean, even like from on Saturday, we went and attacked right from the kickoff. And I thought that was really, really exciting to see.
Yeah. Oh, and Schmidt was mad, the coach.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He did four subs. He said that we have to be ashamed of the first half. Oh, they have to be ashamed of the first half. And he made four substitutions. And usually a coach does, you know, he says something like, yeah, I take full responsibility, but he just totally
threw them under
all the buses. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
I mean, he's been there for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And so managed them into the second league after.
Mm-hmm. All right. Damn. So next up, women's. Okay, match day two.
Somebody said it's not important, so we can just skip that, probably.
Oh,
no. We had the...
Who said that?
You!
Nobody said that.
You're the only one who follows them.
Well,
I said watches the
matches. I'm so happy
Ed
is here, my only friend. And no, they as we said last episode, they lost the opener. Like a welcome to the league moment, 0-3 to Bochum. And then they played the second promoted team from Cologne, the second Cologne team. Yeah. And they won. Mm-hmm. Was it 2-0?
Yes, 2-0.
Yes, 2-0. 600 people visiting. And if it hadn't been for a very, very good goalkeeper, they might have started scoring earlier and a lot more.
Hmm.
Everybody happy. Everybody happy.
What? Yes. Okay, so transfers regarding the women's team?
Not so important.
No?
Okay. No, I mean, they got, what's her name? The goalkeeper from Napoli. Honshu.
Honshu. All these nice names.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have one transfer that nobody... their goalkeeper, Buchholz, she got married to her girlfriend and now she's called Lux. So everybody thought that they had a new goalkeeper, but it's just the same person who got married.
Inga, yeah.
I talked to the wife and she said that it was really hard to get everything organized so they could have the ceremony and the honeymoon in the little time they had off in between.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so bad over here that I remember when Nico wanted to get married, there weren't any people available, like a Standesbeamte in the area where they live, so they couldn't give out marriage licenses for quite some time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But then the women won in the cup as well.
Oh, yes. 5-0. 5-0. I forgot about that. See?
There wasn't that much to say. I mean, it was pretty straightforward. And now we got Köln. We got the main team.
Oh, yeah. Second round. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the next match is away in Potsdam. At Turbine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We will be traveling, but maybe I hope I can go there on the way home on Sunday.
Which day is it?
Sunday at 2. Okay. I think all the matches are on Sundays at 2. It's very very straightforward.
Yes. Oh. All right. Okay, next up, expectations.
Survive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but the...
Yes, that's a good start.
And we have to say that we're very proud and we trust the president.
Yes.
So much winning.
I trust that I'm not going to just shit my guts out whenever I go to the store and buy lettuce. No, I see, because we have just so much lettuce, I throw away like half of the lettuce, like all of the stuff that is on the outside, because we don't need it. So I can just throw it into the compost and then, you know, it's very good. Thank you, sir.
Keep on winning.
Yes.
All right. Good. Next up, Ted Lasso update.
Oh my God. What? No. Who put that in there?
It's on the outline. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't put it there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who was going to be there. So I put it
I've
in
never
there.
Watched Ted Lasso.
Oh,
same.
My God.
No, neither have I.
And
you've fallen for American propaganda, Jan.
I don't like Jason Sudeikis to begin with.
No.
So, oh, wow.
He doesn't like you either.
Well, good. Good.
Although I will say one of
makes
the
makes us even.
I'm not anti Jason Sudeikis. One of the like executive producers from Ted Lasso was one of the writers for 30 Rock, and I don't know if anybody liked 30 Rock. There is the very famous Cleveland episode, and he is the one that wrote that because he is from Cleveland, they mentioned the street that I grew up on. So that's. Oh. My Ted Lasso story, but that it was a commercial.
Which street is that?
Which one was? Oh, I'm not going to know. No. I'm not doxing myself.
Yeah,
my parents still live there.
Okay, I'll find the episode.
Yeah, yeah. It's
great.
That's usually me. I search public records. That's why I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then so you can blackmail people better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But Ted Lasso, it was a commercial when NBC got the Premier League back like 16 years ago.
Yes. And then they developed it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, all Patrick, right. The new season is about the women's team. So even if you watch Ted Lasso, you'd be out.
No.
All right. What can I say? Okay, next up, leagues.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about earlier when we talked about the TV rights. There's an app called leagues.football.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they show the Regionalligen, so the fourth league where the second men's team plays. Okay. And they show the second Bundesliga of the women's. And the. When I first read it this summer, because I had to search for it a bit, they said that there's like a season ticket you can buy for your club for just the away games or the home games. But right now I watched all the games for free.
Yes.
And you can watch them live or you can watch them. I think I watched the relive a day later and it still would still show up. So
can we catch 1860?
You should be able to.
Oh, yes, you should be. Yeah.
You should. They're in the
Regionalliga now. I just forgot they got relegated.
Okay, all right. I'll have to let my buddy know.
Oh, Niederlechner scored. And he extended his contract again.
I think their supporters raised like 400,000 euro or something like that to kind of
for
help
the jersey.
Save.
For
yeah,
the jersey.
Because they don't have the rights to their logo anymore. So they are now playing. Because they weren't relegated based on performance, they were relegated based on their finances, and they have a logo from like the 1920s that they have now.
Looks cute though.
Yeah.
They are making the most of
it. Rebecca was
most of a shitty situation. All right. Okay. So next up, shout out to Steve.
Hi, Steve. I hope Steve was looking forward to an update on the Canadian-American trade war and tariffs. So I hope you enjoyed that, Steve.
Whether she did or not, she got one.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Okay, next up, questions. We do have some questions.
Do we have questions?
Couple.
I didn't see any.
From the WhatsApp group.
Oh, well, we'll go with, I think we should go with Meredith first. Just,
okay.
I mean, we'll
always Meredith first.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna. Okay, Ian, please don't kill me. I was gonna say, yeah, of course, because Spurs will always finish last. sorry.
We'll allow it.
I've been a really good sport about like you know the misfortunes of Spurs last season. I kept my mouth shut, and yes,
I'll keep doing that.
So yes, oh, okay. Meredith's questions, please.
So her first one was just any thoughts on the documentary about last season?
Oh, forgot.
So I think only Jan, or I don't know if Ed has.
I haven't watched it yet. No.
So I think Jan can.
It's so great, and they also made the greatest TikTok ever about it. Okay, there's one. Okay, there's new TV rules, TV rights, so they cannot show the documentary as they did in the past. You know, with the once a month thing, because you can't show any material before the end of the season or something like that.
It's really stupid. Yeah, it is. It's so just they, again, the DFL shooting itself in the foot.
So in the beginning, they did these mixtapes where they just showed footage without any commentary and without any
context or nothing.
Yeah, it didn't make. Okay. There was no structure to it.
Okay.
And now they, I don't know when exactly. I think on a Monday, after the first match, they released a 1 hour 45 or 90 minutes something.
It's. I mean, it's a full documentary.
Yeah, and it's really great. They put Kenneth Eichhorn in a really good light because they show his family and they're all really, really nice people. Mm-hmm. What else did they do? Oh, yeah. And I think the one they most talk about is Benny Weber, the guy who always smiles. they show him in the dressing room after or during the, I think after or during the halftime of the Paderborn match, which they, when they got beaten like 5-2.
This is more of a recap than thoughts on.
Hang on.
This is him saying he liked it.
Not really answering.
And he starts yelling in a way you would never believe somebody like him to be able to yell. Like really, like screaming on top of his lungs. And yeah, that was
he's
the
German
thing.
After all. So, you know, that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah.
And then after Hertha won.
Is that a Göring joke? Or?
After Hertha won the second match. They showed just a picture on TikTok. They showed just a picture of the scoreboard with a 4-1, and then they put in the voice, the voice of Weber, like, "What? What's Martin? Oh, you can't see that. No, I don't recognize you anymore." So
yeah,
really good. Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
And the day before that, the men's one came out, they released the last part of the women's documentary as well.
Perfect. Waterworks. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't think I said this the last time, but like, so we were, after they won promotion, the women's team, they were walking around with those sunglasses. And my daughter was doing that then the rest of the day, saying that, you know, she was, you know, like the hair to women. So that was fun.
Told you to deal with it. All day. All right. Okay, next question. How do you find Josep Brikalo as captain? Sorry. Yes. So how do we find Josep Brikalo as captain?
Way better than the last.
Long may his reign last.
Yeah.
If people listen to what I said Brikalo was going to have a better season than Fabi Reza. That was my hot take. I think I'm still... I'm still going to be confident of that.
Cold take now.
Yeah, I know.
Captain obvious now.
I mean, he defends for one, and I think he doesn't say much. I mean, okay, there was this one Medienrunde where he talked when after they said that he was the captain. There was a little 20-minute. Like get together with the media, which I think during training camp they did a daily one, either with the coach or one of the coaches or Görlich or sometimes other players, and he was the only player. Yeah, and he didn't say anything very special. Like, okay, we trained well, blah 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 blah. Yeah, but I mean, he shows up, he does what he has to do, and. Unlike Reza, if he gets in a position to shoot, those balls always go on goal. Unlike the, Reza shot from everywhere and
missed the target. You know? Yeah.
Straight to Wolfsburg.
It says a lot about Brekalo that he's been here
for 8.5 months now, and he was the one that was picked to be the captain. So I think that says a lot about his character in the dressing room.
Surprised me, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, now we've got his brother with the, mm-hmm. the second team. So I...
Bonnie.
I don't think you can have any complaints. I think not having Fabi makes us play... I don't think it was Risa doing it intentionally. I don't want to act like I never loved him as a player, but we're not so dependent on one player, whereas I think we would just default to him and mm-hmm. try to let him do something, whereas you're seeing more coming out now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you have 10 players defending.
Yes.
And not 9, yes. Which probably yes. helps a lot.
Next question. Are you more of an optimist or pessimist when it comes to sports? More specifically, are the men staying undefeated and getting 100 points, or will they Hertha again soon?
Did Rebecca send this?
No, it's still
Meredith.
Meredith
had a lot of questions
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Yeah, she listed them all.
We have to have
I
her
mean,
on
I
the
would
pod.
Say, just to answer the question, like sports, I'm more of an optimist. Because generally, like for me, that's sort of what the idea of being a fan is. Mm. Like, if I'm a fan of a team, I'm supposed to support them, or at least like I try not to be like, you know, there's delusional fans out there who just like
and the parade.
Who, yeah, exactly. Like that. It's like, okay, like relax. But like, I'm, you know, you're supposed to hope your team wins, or you're supposed to want your team to win. Like, so I'm always going to default to the optimist side. Like, yeah. But I mean, you know, we can recognize we suck or whatever else, you know, like, I mean, I'm a Canucks fan, the NHL, we were fucking dead last year. We were unbelievably bad.
Yeah.
But like, am I going to hope we win the game? Like, yeah, I'm still going to fucking out for that or want that, you know? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel like being a sports fan, you should, Jared, because I mean, like, I don't know, some the pure pessimist sports fans, like they can be. They can get kind of tiresome because it's kind of like, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, come
why
on.
Why do
like,
you follow the like, team if it only gives you...
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because it is Catholic suffering.
Yeah, I was about
and
to
you
say
deserve
you're Catholic.
To be punished for your sins. I am a pessimist. I'm also from Cleveland, so...
yeah, I mean, all right. Like, okay, there, there's,
didn't
there,
they
there
break
are
the
environmental
curse in 2016?
Reasons. There are environmental yes. causes yes. For
but, I mean,
as well.
What is an optimist? Do you think they always win, or do you just go into the game hoping they win? I mean, I always go into the game hoping they win, but there were times, especially if you've been following Hertha for quite some time, you know, you've had your share of fuck yous from the team, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's interesting too, like in at least in the North American community, you can also see like when people really started to become fans, because there are a lot of people that support Hertha that were post basically from 2013 on, like after the 2013. So there wasn't the, you know, the back to the relegation promotion. So you don't see that where they again viewed it as more of like a stable Bundesliga team. And I mean, God, I still remember 2009 where we should have won the title and then we get fucking relegated the next year.
Yeah, I remember too. That was such a kick in the balls. Jesus Christ. I think I'm more of a, like, yeah, hopefully,
you're the
you
biggest
know,
of all pessimists, man.
I think that's me. I'm a realist, and when we suck and I can see, okay, this is not good, we need help here and here and here, and when things are looking up, I can see that too. So I, you know, like mixed bag, I guess. But yes, next question. What do you think about the women's start in the Zweite Liga? We kind of covered that, or?
Yeah, I mean, they...
Loss and a win?
Yeah, loss and a win, but...
Not as good as the men.
Oh. The women have been promoted more recently than the men. The women Scott don't have goals. A team of mental weaklings.
And they never lost on the last match day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but... one thing, there was an interview from RBB with Lotte Reimold.
Yeah.
And I'm sometimes just amazed, or the stuff they use for their headline, because she said That was where
she said there's like no overlap between the men's and the women's team, wasn't it?
No. That was Clara last week. That was Clara Breer, the captain. Lotte Reimer just said, okay, it was hard to get into, but I think we're getting with it. And there's lots of stuff we can accomplish in this league. And that's the one they ran with when Joe said, yeah, okay, we've known each other for quite some time. It's always fun to play and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What do you mean overlap?
She was asked if there's any contact between the men's and the women's team, and she said no.
Yeah.
But okay. That was Clara Dreher last week.
There's the captain.
Okay. For a second, I thought she meant like we can beat the men's team.
No,
like,
no.
Holy shit! Whoa,
it was just there. More like, you know, do they interact with each other? And she said no, they're just pretty separate.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Ian's question.
Oh, but wait.
Yes.
Sorry. Just even like there was kind of that second part of Meredith's, the optimist pessimist question.
Yeah.
I was just always like, how do we feel about the team? Do we think they're, you know, going to continue on and go undefeated, or will we hit us soon after our two matches?
I read that part.
No.
We didn't address it.
Okay, sorry.
I know. You totally did. No one answered.
Stop fighting, guys.
It's a long season. We're going to regress. I think we still do need to be realistic. I think it will be a tough season, and I think we will probably end up around ninth. It's a good start. I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I hope we can somehow pull it together and look like a better team. But injuries, suspensions, we don't have the depth. We don't have the depth when your backup left back is, 18 years old. Before we brought in Farid, our other right winger was Jelani, and he's 18. So it'll come down, but I think we will be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just need to keep trying to get as many points as we can while we can. You know, like, yeah, so, I mean, let's go 3 in a row. Why not? You know, let's go 4 in a row. Why not? But yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's not. We're not going undefeated, but you know, every point matters, right? So
mid-table is still realistic.
I think. Well, it's kind of wild to see us and Nurnberg up there. I don't know. Just looking at the table, I'm like, what? This isn't the league I signed up for. Like,
now the men's will go undefeated just because Joel said something just to spite him.
Good.
Amazed that they didn't do much in the off season. We just lost a lot of players. And I heard some pundit, I don't know who it was yesterday, who said that sometimes just taking one guy away helps the team a lot. And I think he was referring to Riese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know who said that. Some coach. Could have been the coach from Saarbrücken.
Was it Göring from Beyond the Grave?
Okay.
They all live in this, on this island, man. Right next to Biggie and Tupac.
Of course.
Oh, is that Argentinian island?
Oh, no, come on. It's over now. No more Argentina talk.
There was a good Argentina story that came out in the 2022 World Cup with an Argentine player that The Athletic did a story and just kind of glossed over this one very important thing. It's not of German descent, though, the player. He was not German.
Strange.
Keep going.
Dybala.
Okay.
Dybala's grandfather moved from Poland to Austria after World War II, and they said he couldn't find work and that he was conscripted to work at Auschwitz because he was from near Krakow, that he was just a truck driver. And he moved to Argentina because nobody would hire him. And do you know what Paulo Dybala's dad's name is?
Adolf?
Adolfo.
Oh, Jesus.
I just kind of mentioned all of that. It was about because another part of the family moved to Canada. Man, not saying that they, you know, the grandfather's siblings, some of them moved to Canada. And so there is, Paulo Dybala has family in Canada as well.
Great.
Oh, geez.
Okay. On this cheerful note,
I see a theme emerging this season.
Yeah. We should jump to Ian's question now.
Yes, please.
And I am not fully, I am not equipped to answer Ian's question, so I will defer to everybody else.
No, it is a really good question.
It is.
What places to go for your first time in Berlin, and what are some must-dos during a match day?
It's the first part, I guess.
Go to church before the match. Oh, there's a church. There's a chapel. There's a chapel in the stadium.
Yeah,
there is.
And they have a mass before the match.
Really?
Yeah.
What denomination?
Of course, the only real one's Christian. Yeah. I think it's denomination. I think the priest is Lutheran.
Yeah, it'd be Lutheran. I would assume. Yeah. It's,
but it's basically for everybody, and you don't have to be. I mean, you don't disintegrate if you cross the steps of the chapel without being a member of a church.
Must-dos during a match day.
But I mean, match day. So to answer it more seriously.
I mean, if you don't mind smoke.
Show up early for one.
Yeah. Take the train. Take the train out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, true. Well, is there another way?
The bus.
Yeah.
Take the bus.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure. Take the train and show up hours early, I'd say. You know, give yourself hours. Right? Yeah. At least two.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say arrive like 2 hours before kickoff, or at least. It's almost a minimum.
And be in your seats half an hour before the game starts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say 15 minutes.
If there's a choreo or anything going on, that's what's when it's going to happen too, right? So yeah,
and
for
I think one of the best parts is the player introductions.
Yes,
and then the first when they first start jumping and singing, that's the best part if the game doesn't go so well.
Yeah, I still get goosebumps every time I hear Nana Hausa, and I even it's been 18 years or so since I've been to a Hertha match, and I still get goosebumps just hearing it on TV. So you want to be there for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, don't that's a, I mean, forget arrival, departure. Yeah, don't leave your seat, but for sure wait for Nana Hausa. People stream out of there sometimes when it's still going on, you know, like I'm like, damn, no, you gotta every well, I mean, especially as a foreigner visiting, you know, I'm gonna be there for every minute. You know, like I don't have a season ticket, so I'm not going to be there next week. So yeah,
yet,
yet,
yet. If you don't mind smoke, and you want a very authentic Berlin experience, you can go to the Westendklause, which is right at U-Bahnhof Neu-Westend.
Okay.
Is that a Kneipe, yeah. But it's really, if you go in, you can cut your way through the smoke with the knife.
Yeah, it's like a mile away from the stadium, I think.
Okay. There was one I went to. Jan, you mentioned it to me last year, I think. I forgot the name, but it's near your place. It was near... shit.
Oh, you mean the bar?
Temple, the Temple of, near the Temple of Station.
Yeah, there's two.
Yes.
I forgot the name. There's the one with the devil on the logo. And then there's this Croatian guy. Hang on. I'm opening maps.
But I went to both. And, you know, it was cool.
One sec.
No, that's all right, Ash.
What else? Grab a liter of Bex? I don't know. what else do you do match day?
Bex. I mean, what you could do, you could, if you eat anything, don't go to the normal stand, but go to the different, because we have Döner now, and we have an Indian is there.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, this all changed after one of the easy fixes that Kai brought in, or Kai's team brought in, that you could have like other food and not just the...
I usually get the concessions outside of the stadium before and after.
Yeah, but don't
like
go to the
when
guy
when it came to the food.
Don't go to the guy on the bridge, because he's been Nazified.
Oh,
he's cool. Turkish, but he gets I just saw one where he's like, what the fuck happened to you. I'm not buying anything there anymore.
I usually just rondo, and if I grab a broad verse, I usually go to the one that's like the first to the left,
yeah,
and you're walking down past the pissor, you know?
Mm. Yeah, but the
which makes it sound very unappetizing.
But
true. But it's pretty good.
The rondel food is not any good, right?
No, I don't get the rondel food. I get I'll get a broad verse from, like I said, one of the ones along the walkway.
Mm. The pissoir food.
Usually, yeah.
Oh, if you come to Berlin, you have to have the poutine from the Frittenwerk.
Yeah, what is that? I don't. You know, Renee and I were really talking about this last time we were in Berlin.
Yeah.
In that, how the Frittenwerk at
they're the only ones
at Rosenthaler Platz.
Yeah.
Advertises specifically.
Yeah.
Like Canadian street food.
Yeah.
Puts in and all this stuff, and we were like, what the fuck? Like,
did you try it? What? I tried
it. No, we didn't. Because we were kind of like, Renee's way more like, I would have been more willing, but she's just like, no, we're not in Berlin to have puts in, like kind of attitude or whatever. And I'm like, well, I mean,
she has a point.
Fair.
I would be curious to, see the differences. But Jan, you tried it. What did you think?
Oh, I never had poutine in Canada, so I don't think I'm the right person. But
in itself, was it okay?
I think it was okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the fries
was
are not that great.
Was it real cheese curds?
Because it's just a chain, so it's not that good. If you want to have fries and an experience in Berlin, I would recommend you visit Goldie's in Kreuzberg. Because they have fries. Sorry, they have the fries. No, they have fries with like really fancy like aioli mayonnaise and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You've been to the Goldies a couple times in Prenzlauerberg.
Okay, that's two. I only know the one in
Goldies is just it's basically a McDonald's dupe.
Oh, okay.
I suspected that when I saw that it was named Goldie's. But.
Yeah, and when it's like not dupe, like elevated dupe in a way.
Yeah, you know.
And the Goldie's fries are definitely 100% trying to be McDonald's fries.
Oh, okay. McDonald's have the worst fries.
People who like fast food or whatever like love the McDonald's fries. McDonald's fries are the one thing that everyone will say that is good and they like. Like everyone loves McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries scored lowest on the Stiftung Warentest a few years back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they failed. They got a failing grade.
I mean, it could be a North American thing then, but in North America love McDonald's fries, like 100%. That's the one thing people will be like, oh no, yeah, the fries, they're the best. Like, anyway, but Goldie's, yeah, that's what their fries are trying to do. They're the same shape, the same everything. Like they're kind of like, well, they're McDonald's fries. Except way saltier. They fucking salt the shit out of them.
Okay.
Like those fries are salty as fuck. And then their burgers are kind of like, they're smash burgers. But then, like, they have a couple of their burger options are very, like, McDonald's-esque, like almost like the, you know, Big Mac sauce type of thing goes
not
on
elevated.
Them.
Okay.
And they're dressed like a Big Mac, kind of, like, with the lettuce, the onions, you know, in that way. And then they do chicken nuggets, which, again, I feel like are meant to kind of almost copy McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, anyway, love Goldie's, though. Great. Like, I mean, I think they're amazing. Yeah.
You have to go for Arab food, probably somewhere in Neukölln.
Yeah.
I went to a Lebanese, yes, it was really great. I had Fate, and then they added like mini falafel. They were like they looked not much bigger than M&M's.
Oh wow.
But really
okay.
tasty. And you should have döner from a real döner place. So I only go to one döner place. And
which one?
I go to Hisar at Jörgstraße. And don't go to Hasil because he's a criminal.
Is that the one on Temple Offer Down? No.
No, that's Bali.
Okay.
Okay, well, what are some other Berlin musties? First time in Berlin. I mean, because I think he said first time, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like what? Like, I mean, Alex. You got to go to Alex, don't you?
Funny.
Stuff like
funny, I saw
things. Well, I'm just like, if it's your first time in Berlin, you gotta go what? You gotta walk by the world clock, and I don't know.
But
I saw a
reel yesterday from Deutsche Welle And their correspondent says, one place I would not go to as a tourist is Alexanderplatz.
Did you know, or she say why?
Yeah, because okay. It's always dirty, it's so, and homeless people, and yeah, not much there. I would I would say just jump on one of those buses. This jump on, jump off, this hop on, off buses, and just go for it. Apart from that, go to Tiergarten, and if you know when you
Tiergarten.
If you know when you arrive, you can check ahead, and you can reserve a spot at the Reichstag.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wait for hours. But if you
It's true. The Reichstag tour is actually like pretty cool.
You need to register in advance, I think.
Yeah. Usually, like even you can get day of sometimes. But like usually even one day before, as long and you have to bring your passport to register as a foreigner.
Take a boat trip.
Oh yeah. Yes. I did one just last time in May. It was amazing.
Did you do one in the middle in the inner city, or did you do one outside on the lakes?
No, it was in the city.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it was like one of the longer ones. Yeah. Like we chose one of the longer option ones because like it was like 3 hours or something. So we went down into the east, and then a quick little western jaunt afterwards too, and then came back. But yeah, it was my first time taking.
And there's also Tegelsee and Wannsee. You can take trips that last longer, especially in the south. There's like a seven lakes tour where you can just go and you can hop off at any of the islands.
I feel like that's a bit of a deeper cut.
How long will you be there? That's another question. Like, you know, you have tons of variables to consider.
Yeah, the timing.
Go to Bratpfanne.
Summer or not. Like winter, don't go to Wannsee, you know.
Go to Bratpfanne or Curry 36.
But I would say Breitscheidplatz, you know, Zoolischer Garten area. Right? Mm-hmm.
Go to Zoo, yeah.
You want
to...
You know, well, because at least Breitscheid has got the church, and then the they got a great Herder shop there too, two levels.
Yeah. What about Tempelhofer Feld? Yay or nay?
Yeah, I like it.
I've still never been.
Oh my god!
No, I haven't either.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of parks in Berlin, so you know, I get it, but.
Joel is a Mitte boy, you know?
Yeah. Well,
he's a Prenzlberg boy.
I'm Lauerberg. I'm a Pieberg baby.
Little hipster.
Right. I mean, because, and on that front, I would say Prenzlauerberg, like Mauer Park on a Sunday. If you're in town on a Sunday, definitely go to Mauer Park or the Flohmarkt. Bear Pit Karaoke.
Or Kulturbrauerei.
Is just an incredible time. Yes.
That's a good one.
Krattergarten Beer Garden. I love that place too.
Don't they have a street food market at the Kulturbrauerei?
Maybe.
Not always.
One more. And no, not always.
Potsdam if you have the time.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And if you're in Prenzlauer Berg, you go to El Rif at Eberswalder Straße, best Lebanese restaurant in Berlin.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Okay. Okay, so yeah, so we are good for recommendations, I think.
Yeah,
I think that covers it. 1 hour 24.
Jeez, no more questions?
Nope.
We only got two from Norian. That's all we got. Yeah. Did you get any off your Insta post?
Nothing.
Jeez.
Anything else from our fifth member today? She's unhappy with something.
She's unhappy with your guys' dismissal of the women's team.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So yeah. So what's happening this weekend?
Women away in Potsdam on Sunday, and the men play. Didn't they play at Saturday 3:30 in Saarbrücken?
Yes,
all the way across Republic.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
She has so much hair.
Yeah. She was born with a lot.
That's my daughter was like that too. That's
a newborn.
Yeah. For those who can't see, Joel's daughter has a just beautiful head of hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adelheid.
Daddy, I want to play.
The Germans just love her name. When we're there, we tell people her name. They're just like, Adelheid, but that is a German name.
That is a German name. I like your German. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so that's it for us. So thank you guys. It was fun. We ran a little long, but you know, that's all right. Okay, so hopefully good news for the weekend. And until then, AOE. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Solomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.
Limonata gigante, gigante, oh, sacred, oh, of your dad, the divine, oh.